Pittsfield, Massachusetts native Mike Merriam is challenging four-term Ward 4 City Councilor Christopher Connell in this fall's municipal election. The ward consists of the city's largely suburban and rural southeastern quadrant. Merriam is a FedEx employee who previously ran for City Council in Ward 2 in 2015. He tells WAMC that he doesn't see Connell offering the kind of representation that his community deserves.
The willingness to work as a team, I don't see that. Currently, I only see, you know, a few people that, you know, it's kind of like a clique in high school. And these three or four people want to work together, and they don't want to work with everybody else. I don't think that's good representation. Whether or not they can work with department heads is another issue. I've reached out about numerous issues, street lights being covered by trees. We can't seem to get that resolved. I don't know why. Seems like a pretty basic thing. I don't see, you know, people that are willing to work together. That's my big thing. If you can't work together, then you can't get things done. And to me, the people of Ward 4, they deserve, you know, they pay for services. They deserve to have those services, and they deserve to have representation of a person that wants to work with everybody, not just a select few.
So in your Ward 4 representation, how would you do it differently?
Sure. So I am, I'm all about working together, collaborating with my colleagues, department heads. Doesn't matter whether you supported me or you didn't. If I'm elected Ward 4 counselor, then I'm going to have a respectful working relationship with whoever the mayor is, the members of the city council, and the department heads, so that when a resident calls me about a tree branch blocking a street light or, you know, street lights that don't work, I can get on the phone with the commissioner. We can get a crew down there. We can get the problem resolved and really deliver the services that the residents expect.
So I'm interested, you know, Chris Connell is an outspoken critic of the Tire administration. I know he's been at odds with them over a number of issues, ranging from the wastewater plant project to the transgender rights acknowledgement issue to something like Columbus Day. You know, in your mind, was there one of those issues in particular where you said, well, I would have handled this differently, and this is how I would have handled it?
Sure. I've got an issue that he voted against after he asked the mayor to compromise on a few things, and that was the At Home in Pittsfield initiative. I understand, you know, the GE Economic Development Fund is, you know, supposed to be for job, you know, economic development type of initiatives. I'm all over the city. I'm in the west side. I'm in the Morningside. You know, I'm in downtown Pittsfield. I go home for lunch just about every day. Other days I go to my mom's, and I see the neighborhoods, and you know, there's some neighborhoods that need some work. And I thought that this initiative was a good way for the city to help homeowners, you know, replace their roofs, replace their windows, help with siding, make the neighborhoods look more attractive so that when employers come here, they see that we have quality housing for their employees. And when you ask the mayor to compromise on a few key parts and then you turn around and vote against it, in my mind, is totally unacceptable. Should I have been, if I was the Ward 4 counselor and I had asked for, you know, my suggestions to be taken in, and they were, then I would have supported it. I mean, you can't ask someone to do something and then turn around and vote against it. And another one that seems to be a hot topic when I'm out door knocking is the trash issue. Most of the people I've talked to don't really care which way they go, whether it be a toter, pay-as-you-throw, or a limit of trash at the curb. But that's the perfect example where the city council and the mayor need to come together, find a way to resolve this issue, and implement it. It doesn't have to be voting against something based on who proposes it. That's not the way government works. If it's a good idea, you support it. If it's a bad idea, then you bring back recommendations to make it better, and then you go from there. It's just, you know, voting against something based on who proposes it is just absurd.
So moving beyond these, like, things you would do differently, what are some things you would want to do outside of that, like goals you have for the city or topics you'd want to champion for Ward 4 in the council?
Sure. So one thing I've heard a lot knocking on doors is, you know, issues in our schools. And I think one huge issue that I would like to see brought forward is resource officers in all the schools, not just the high schools, not just the middle schools. I think that both the teachers and the students and the administrators in the schools need to feel safe. And we've seen, you know, not necessarily here in Pittsfield, but all over the country that we have, you know, violence in our schools. And I think having a resource officer is key to eliminating that. I mean, you're not going to really, you know, eliminate violence altogether. That's just the society that we're in today. But having an officer in the schools where the kids can, you know, it does two things. So it takes, similar to what Officer Darren Derby's doing, out in the community, getting to know the kids. And you put an officer in the schools, and it does the same thing. The kids get to know the officer. So when they have an issue, you know, it's somebody that they can trust, that they can go to. When I was in elementary school, we had DARE classes, and we really got to know the officer, you know, look forward to it. And I would like to see that, you know, for these kids that are in school now. One other thing that I've been talking to a lot of residents about is the fact that our highway department is understaffed. I believe we need a fully staffed highway department to fill potholes in a timely fashion, not so in July and August that they're still out filling potholes. We also need to make sure that, you know, they are able to take care of requests, you know, tree trimming, again, street light issues, you know, that kind of stuff that people see on a daily basis.